Social media and the internet has helped solve a Michigan-based disappearance dating back more than 30 years. 17-year-old Carol Ann Cole of Kalamazoo vanished in 1980, shortly after leaving Michigan for Texas. For about as long, Louisiana authorities had been trying to identify the body of a young woman found in woods near Shreveport. Posts on Facebook and Craigslist, described as happenstance, helped bring together authorities and members of Carol Cole's family in February. It was 6 days after the Facebook page was launched. Louisiana authorities described the sequence of events as utterly amazing. Ken Kolker reported on the story for Wood TV 8 in West Michigan. He joins us by phone now. Hi, Ken Kolker.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Thanks for joining us for this. Carol Cole left Michigan for Texas with her mother back in late 79. She was 17 years old at the time and was prone to running away from home. Talk to us about what her life was like between when she left Michigan and when she disappeared in 1980.
Well, as you said, she was prone to running away from her mom down in Texas. And at some point, she went into a home for kind of wayward girls in Austin, Texas, and she ran away from that home. And within a short time after that, she ended up in Shreveport. They're not quite sure how she ended up there, but she kept in contact with her grandmother and her sister by phone. And the last contact she made was in December 1980. She made a collect call from a home in Shreveport, said she was babysitting for a family there. And then the phone call stopped and the contact stopped. And it was a month later her body was a body was found that turns out it was her.
And what kind of efforts has Carol's family made in all those years to try to track her down? Can you summarize that for us?
Yeah, well, right from the beginning, her grandmother was sort of at the forefront of it. She actually called police all over that area even before that body was found. And, matter of fact, Bossier Parish Sheriff's Department has a record of the fact that she called January 7th of 1981 asking if they'd seen, you know, her granddaughter, and 2 weeks later a body was found, and they didn't make that connection.
There were other stumbling blocks as well, just in trying to connect these dots of the two cases. Can you talk to us about those?
Well, there was an FBI profiler who, for some reason, thought this was some kind of Native American ritual killing, because the killer had left the knife, the murder weapon, in the ground covered by a towel. And somehow this profiler came up with the conclusion that was like burying the hatchet. And so that got him on the wrong trail. And then there was a false confession by Henry Lee Lucas, who was a renowned serial killer who did a lot of false confessions. And that for a while they thought it was him, but then they pretty much all but ruled him out.
Wood TV 8 reporter Ken Kolker is our guest. We're talking about the extraordinary resolution of a Michigan-based disappearance dating back more than 30 years, thanks entirely to the internet and social media. Throughout the years, there were these periodic efforts by authorities in Louisiana to identify that body found in the woods. Most recently, early this year, what prompted the Bossier Parish Sheriff's Department to look into this one more time?
Yeah, it was basically one of those. This case was something that had gotten a lot of interest over the years, and I think there was a detective who just thought, let's just take, you know, one more crack at it. And she reopened it last June, and then in February, she decided it was a similar case in Florida where Facebook was used by a family to actually resolve that. So she thought, let's try it here. But, you know, she said it was sort of a Hail Mary pass. You know, she didn't expect it to come of anything. And what's interesting is they used, for the image for her face, they used a recreation of her face based on a photograph of the skull. And it was done by this Faces Lab down in Louisiana. And so they used that, and it was remarkably close.
And finally, a Louisiana woman named Linda Erickson helped connect the dots. How exactly?
Well, she was a 911 dispatcher for Bossier Parish, and she was off homesick. and she was going through her phone and going through Facebook and noticed this Facebook post that the police department, sheriff department had put out there, saw the picture, and she remembered it as a child, remembered the case vaguely. And so she thought to herself, I'm going to solve this. And she started doing some rooting around, didn't find anything. 7 hours later, she's going through Craigslist on her phone, and five posts down, there's this picture of the Craigslist ad with the picture of the real girl. And she put them both on her phone, downloaded an app on her phone that allows you to merge faces or something, and she slid them together, and they matched really closely. And that's how it all started.
Amazing. And this was 6 days after the Facebook page was launched?
Exactly.
Again, Louisiana authorities described that sequence of events as utterly amazing. Had the sheriff's department ever used social media in this way before?
Not that sheriff's department. But they say they're going to now. And now they're using Facebook to try to see if they can solve the murder. They're putting things out on Facebook about this case, because they're, you know, it's still she was stabbed 9 times, so they still have a murder to try to solve. So they're using it now.
There is a pretty good idea, though, as to who might be guilty. There is a lead suspect, correct?
Yeah, we went down and interviewed the woman who, when she was 13, discovered the body, and she's convinced it was her dad who did the killing, because her dad led her right to the spot deep in the woods, and said, go walk that way. And he just stood back and watched her basically step on the body, which is partially covered in leaves. And turns out, she says that he had picked this girl up hitchhiking a month before, and the girl was staying with them at the house. And so now they've got a renewed focus on him as a person of interest. He's serving time in prison right now for murdering somebody years later, stabbing a woman to death.
Okay, so one of the lead suspects is already in jail for life?
Yes.
Okay. As you mentioned, you traveled to Louisiana to report on this case and to talk to some of the people who were involved. And your interview, an interview you conducted, may have brought some to light some new information about the case. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was the daughter of the hunter who they think did the killing. She had not given this information to police, but when we sat down, she saw the picture of Carol Ann Cole, and it started, what she told us, started flooding back, and these memories of, you know, her dad picking this girl up as a hitchhiker, and the girl staying with them, and the how the dad directed her into the woods to find the body, and that's the information that she had not told police. And so now police have re-interviewed her and re-interviewed him, and are working on that. So they've refocused on him based on the interview we had. So it was interesting.
How has Carol Cole's family reacted to the case finally being solved?
It was very interesting. We were interviewing the woman who posted that Craigslist ad, who was a good friend of Carol Ann Cole's sister, and she was concerned that maybe it would have been better off not finding out, just because of the fact that she was murdered. And there was a moment when we were interviewing both together where the sister said, no, you did the right thing, because, you know, they want to know. As hard as it is, they just want to know.
Do the authorities have more responsibilities in this, or are they for all practical purposes considering this a done deal now?
No, it's you know, they still, you know, obviously want to charge this, you know, resolve the murder, but, you know, I think there's some questions about, you know, why Carol Ann Cole was not listed as a missing person until this February. Why it took 34 years to get her listed as a missing person. I mean, that was that was one of the big roadblocks in this case.
I want to switch gears with you here just a little bit, Ken. What's the biggest story in Grand? What's the biggest ongoing story in Grand Rapids right now?
I'd say one of the biggest ongoing is the Jessica hearing, a disappearance from a Norton Shores gas station 2 years ago.
It's, oh, yeah.
2 years ago this past weekend.
Yes.
That she disappeared, and that's one of the bigger stories around, that unsolved, a real mystery.
Ken Kolker has been our guest. He is a reporter for Wood TV 8 in Grand Rapids in West Michigan. We're talking about the extraordinary resolution of the mystery involving Carol Ann Cole of Kalamazoo, who vanished in 1980. Social media and Facebook played a role in connecting all the dots and solving what happened. Ken Kolker, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.